From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is providing some food safety tips for this holiday weekend.
Making ham the centerpiece of your Easter dinner this year? USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers says food safety-wise, they are tricky, as you have both uncooked and fully cooked hams. So she recommends
following any manufacturer's instruction, the instructions that are on the package of the ham that you buy, checking to confirm on the label, does it say fully cooked or does it say something like ready to cook? If it says something like ready to cook, then that means it needs to be cooked or it has to be fully heated through before you can eat it safely.
Use of a food thermometer is recommended, but what should the proper internal cooking temperature be for ham? It depends, according to Carruthers. Fresh ham should be cooked at 145 degrees Fahrenheit for safe cooking. Fully cooked hams with USDA mark of inspection should be cooked to an internal temperature of 140 degrees Fahrenheit. More food safety tips are available through USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Did you know 1 gallon of oil can contaminate up to 1 million gallons of water?
So, recycle used motor oil. Keep it clean, because we're all downstream.
Our pearl of wisdom today comes in by email from listener Ron Strickler in Mount Sydney, Virginia. He says the object of teaching a child is to enable the child to get along without the teacher. Thank you, Ron, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.